Welcome to today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread Devotional. Today's reading, titled Who Knows, was written by Po Fong Chia. According to Chinese legend, when Cy Wang lost one of his prized horses, his neighbor expressed sorrow for his loss. But Cy Wang was unconcerned. He said, "Who knows if it may be a good thing for me?" Surprisingly, the lost horse returned home with another horse. As the neighbor congratulated him, Cy Wang said, "Who knows if it may be a bad thing for me?" As it turned out, his son broke his leg when he rode home on the new horse. This seemed like a misfortune, until the army arrived at the village to recruit all able-bodied men to fight in the war. Because of the son's injury, he wasn't recruited, which ultimately could have spared him from death. This is the story behind the Chinese proverb, which teaches that a difficulty can be a blessing in disguise, and vice versa. This ancient wisdom has a close parallel in Ecclesiastes chapter 6, verse 12, where the author observes, "Who knows what is good for a person in life? Indeed, none of us know what the future holds. And adversity might have positive benefits, and prosperity might have ill effects. Each day offers new opportunities, joys, struggles, and suffering. As God's beloved children, we can rest in His sovereignty and trust Him through the good and the bad times alike. God has made the one as well as the other. He's with us in all the events in our lives and promises His loving care." Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Ecclesiastes chapter 6, verse 12, and chapter 7, verses 13 through 14. "For who knows what is good for a person in life, during the few and meaningless days they pass through like a shadow? Who can tell them what will happen under the sun after they are gone?" And now chapter 7, verses 13 through 14. "Who can straighten what has been made crooked? When times are good, be happy. But when times are bad, consider this. God has made the one as well as the other. Therefore, no one can discover anything about their future." Let's pray. Lord, Paul affirms in Romans chapter 8 that you work all things for the good of those who love you. Though our lives can seem chaotic at times, help us to trust that what Paul says is true. And when we're facing times of pain and bewilderment, you see the beginning from the end and are always at work in ways that will benefit us. We pray for those who are struggling today and ask that you would comfort them. Renew their hope in you, Lord. Thank you, Father. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.